Next door to China, in North Korea, the economy is in chaos. The problem is a government program to change the value of the North Korean currency, the yuan. Citizens were ordered to trade in a limited amount of old money in exchange for new banknotes. If they had extra savings in the form of old cash, that money was declared worthless. The move has reportedly caused panic, food shortages, and even riots. Marcus Noland is deputy director and senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says, as usual, it's hard to know exactly what's going on in North Korea.
The government has actually not made any official announcements at all about this currency reform. What happened was the government, through its party apparatus, announced that these changes were being made on November 30th and gave the populace 1 week to implement this reform. Foreign embassies were briefed verbally. And then on New Year's Day, there is a very important editorial that is jointly issued by three publications. Interestingly enough, the New Year's editorial didn't mention the currency reform. So it's been a very strange episode all around.
Can you talk a little bit about how North Korea's currency revaluation and other recent moves caused the economic chaos there?
Well, North Korea is an extremely cash-oriented economy. The financial system is extremely underdeveloped. And the critical thing about this currency reform is not that they just knock two zeros off the currency. Oftentimes, good governments do this to signal that periods of high inflation in the past have come to an end and there will be good economic policy in the future. What sets the North Korean case apart is there were very severe limits placed on how much currency you could convert. The effect of that was twofold. One was to wipe out large amounts of household saving. Secondly, it had the effect of wiping out the working capital of private entrepreneurs, which have developed over the last 15 years. And that really was the motivation for this policy, to strike a blow at this burgeoning private economy that makes the government very uncomfortable in that it offers an alternative pathway to wealth and prestige and possibly ultimately power that is beyond state control.
Do you think that the government just didn't think this through? I mean, it sounded like a good idea, but they didn't think about what this would actually mean when put into practice?
You know, Katie, that is an absolutely fantastic question that I've been wondering about myself since the very beginning. We know that someone at the central bank must have known the amount of currency in circulation, and when they put these confiscatory limits on it, how much of the money supply was effectively being destroyed. What we don't know is if the people who actually made these decisions knew that information or even knew enough to ask the question, and if they did, cared about the answer. What we've seen is this move has set off absolute chaos. The economy has really ground to a halt.
There are reports of riots as a result of the currency revaluation. If those are true, how unusual is that for North Korea?
Well, I would underline for your listeners that it is very, very difficult to confirm these stories. There have been stories of people, in effect, engaging in civil disobedience by burning their old currency. The old currency bears the likeness of the founder of the country, Kim Il-sung, and defacing anything with his likeness is treasonable. So there have been descriptions of acts like that, as well as demonstrations and, as you describe, riots. It's very hard to tell really how widespread these are and how large they are.
So if I'm a U.S. official in Washington watching what's going on in Pyongyang, what do I make of it?
If I were a U.S. official in Washington, I would be very concerned about this. There is an understandable tendency to focus on the nuclear issue when you think about North Korea. And as a consequence, speaking frankly, there has been a tendency in Washington to ignore what's actually going on the ground. There's been an excessive focus on these sort of diplomatic negotiations. I would be concerned because North Korea is facing a leadership transition. Kim Jong-il is old. He's in poor health. And what we could be looking at is the beginning of the end of this political regime in North Korea. And nobody has any idea how it's going to end up. It could ultimately involve intervention by China and South Korea, and the U.S. could be drawn in as well. The underlying political stability of that political regime, I think, is starting to be called into question.
Marcus Noland, Deputy Director at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Good to speak with you. Thank you.
My pleasure.